You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and next up, we've got Lori Craig from the Juno Artist Gallery. Lori, can you believe we're already on the second first Friday of 2021?
In some ways, I'm so glad we're advancing. We're moving along. And it's such a beautiful day today. This is the kind of day that inspires everyone to be an artist.
Absolutely right. I can't see anything from where I'm at, but the sun was out last time I checked. So, well, Juno Artist Gallery has really persevered through the last few months. So tell me, how did you find the energy and the motivation to keep going all through 2020 and now into 2021?
You know, I find the energy, and I think all of us as members of this wonderful cooperative gallery find it from each other. We get so much support from each other, and each of us does one different job. This is my job, is to talk on the radio and to work my shift. You know, each of us as artists have certain duties, and we do shift work. We work at the counter. And I have found that at first I was a little resistant because of COVID, and then we put up the barricades. We've got so much protection for COVID-safe hand sanitizer, and we wipe down things every hour. I feel very comfortable. And the thing that's nice is it gives me contact with people and with friends that I wouldn't normally have. It has really soothed my soul a lot during this pandemic time because everybody's been careful. No one has come in without a mask. They've all been great, and they're our customers and our neighbors and our friends, and we are very, very grateful to our community for that help.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Very glad to hear. And today you're here to talk about what the gallery is doing for the month of February, and it sounds very sweet and special. But first I wanted to ask, is there a featured artist?
No, we're featuring everybody, but this is really fun. This is a Valentine's Day special idea. It's called, we've created something called the Show Your Love Wall. And normally when you first come in the gallery, the main wall that you see has the featured artist. In this case, it has a beautiful illuminated heart and strings across it where you can take a paper heart and clip it onto this. What you do on the front of the heart is write what you love on the front, whether you love a snowy day in skiing, or you love that everyone is so kind in Juno, or you are so happy that kids are back in school in some cases. So you write that on the front. On the back, you put your name and your contact information, and we will draw from those wonderful submissions without seeing who it's from. And if the person will win a $100 gift certificate to the gallery. And that will occur. Wow. The drawing will occur on Saturday, February 13th at noon on Facebook Live. And our Facebook page has been operated by Christine Kleinhens, one of our artists. And she's done just a great job. She takes pictures of different things and features different artists. So every 3 or 4 days or so, we get a nice feature from Christine showing all the different members of the gallery's work.
Did you say that's on the Facebook page?
Yes.
All right.
Juno Artist Gallery Facebook page.
Well, I'll have to check that out. So Saturday, February 13th, that'll be here before you know it. So you want folks to come down and, you know, show their love on your display as soon as possible. What are the hours of the gallery? When can people come and do that?
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening. And it really is fun. You know, we love this building because we're in the Senate building in the mall. I mean, it's an indoor mall. So we have the Bears Lair on one side and Bohem with Ann House and the tea shop and Grumpy's Deli all on the same floor as we are. And again, we have a real community. And then there's offices upstairs. There's more businesses upstairs.
Salon
it feels
Cedar.
Like a really good place to be.
Yeah, it does. And I'm so pleased that the Juno Artist Gallery has put forward another fresh idea to help the community and Juno art lovers stay connected. So that sounds terrific. And are you doing anything for this first Friday?
Well, we will be available. Of course, we can't do all the good, fun food that we used to have, which is, you know, I was starting to practice cooking so that I could make some really nice stuff. And then all of a sudden, I don't get to do these things anymore. I will have something new. And I have a drawing that I have done last year. I did it in 2019 of my favorite bear out at the glacier, the bear named Nikki. And I drew a picture of her and her cubs her legacy every year. And she had another cub last year, so I have done a new drawing that includes the 2020 cub. And for those people who bought one of the original drawings, if they would leave me a note at the gallery, I will get them the addition. It's a little strip of paper that has Nikki and her last year's cub, and they can complete their set. It's like, it's kind of like paper dolls.
Well, Laura, I didn't know you were an artist yourself. I think that sounds darling.
It's a very special opportunity. My main medium is etching, which is very classic, done where acid eats the design out of a zinc plate. And then I print each one. I have a very complete studio here at home. But the pictures that I did of Nikki were colored pencil drawings. And this is an animal so many of us love, to be able to document her now with 9 litters and 16 cubs is really special. We are so privileged to have a very special animal like this in Juneau.
Absolutely. Nikki the Bear, now famous and immemorialized in a drawing by Lori Craig with her babies. I think that's also very sweet and special for Valentine's Day. Okay, well, thanks so much, Lori, for updating us on the Juneau Artist Gallery for what's going on in February. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye?
No, just come on downtown. We're at 175 South Franklin Street in the Senate Building, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 in the morning till 5:30, and there will always be an artist behind the counter to talk with you.
And First Friday, you're going to be open a little later?
We'll see how it goes. It's been pretty quiet in the evenings, but you know, we're there to flex with our visitors and our guests.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Lori. It's been nice to catch up with you. Good luck with your cooking and keep drawing. At least
thank you
can
Shelley.
Eat your own cooking. So there is that. All right. Thanks so much, Lori. Take care.